I'll be in to deal with you later. Lifespring Family Audio Bible, episode number 148. The executive producer for this episode is John Anonymous. This is the podcast where we are reading through the Bible in a year, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. Thank you so much for being here today. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today's reading is Exodus 33 through 36. To find out what Bible translations I'm using today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 148. And by the way, almost 70% of you listen to the show on your cell phone, and almost every podcast app lets you look at the show notes. So, if you'd like to read along with me while I read the text, just open your Bible app and then select whatever translation the show notes page tells you that I'm in. Maybe some of you have already thought about this, but if not, I thought I'd mention it. And also, I'm starting something new today. I'm going to begin using different album art for each episode, starting with this episode. Some podcast apps will pick up the new album art automatically, but some don't. In those that don't, there's usually a setting that will refresh the artwork. So to see the new artwork, just hit refresh. Now, it does take time to create the album art. So if you'd like to contribute artwork to the show, that would be a way for you to participate in the creation of an episode, which would make you a producer. So now you have another way to contribute value to the show. Remember the value for value model that I've talked about? Well, if you can't contribute monetarily, maybe you can contribute some of your talent. There are three legs to the value for value model. There's time, talent, and treasure. So if you create artwork for the show, you will have contributed both your time and talent. So if you can't contribute monetarily, maybe you can contribute some of your talent. If you'd like to give it a go, head on over to lifespringmedia.com/art. I've got more information there, including a Photoshop template file to get you started. Let's have some fun with this. Since we're going to be reading from the Old Testament today, you're going to be hearing some of those unusual names that often give people trouble when they read them, especially out loud. So this is a great opportunity to tell you about my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. This is a book I created to help you pronounce any name in the Bible and do it with ease. Every name in the Bible is included, which is nearly 7,600 names. The book is available as a PDF, MP3s, or softcover. This is a fantastic way for any student of the Bible, including pastors, homeschoolers, Bible study leaders, Sunday school teachers, lectionary readers, or just in your private Bible study times to learn how to say those names. And as an extra bonus, when you buy the book, you're helping to support Lifespring Media, too. For all the details, just go to easybiblenamesguide.com. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we ask that as we open your word today, you would show us what you want us to see. Touch our eyes, touch our ears, touch our heart, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Exodus chapter 33. The Lord said to Moses, "Go up from here, you and the people whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt, to the land I promised on oath to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I will send an angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Go up to a land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not go up among you, for you are a stiff-necked people, and I might destroy you on the way." When the people heard this troubling word, they mourned. No one put on his ornaments. For the Lord had said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites, you are a stiff-necked people. If I went up among you for a moment, I might destroy you. Now take off your ornaments, that I may know what I should do to you." So the Israelites stripped off their ornaments by Mount Horeb. Moses took the tent and pitched it outside the camp, at a good distance from the camp, and he called it the Tent of Meeting. Anyone seeking the Lord would go out to the Tent of Meeting that was outside the camp. And when Moses went out to the tent, all the people would get up and stand at the entrance to their tents and watch Moses until he entered the tent. And whenever Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses. When all the people would see the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, all the people, each one at the entrance of his own tent, would rise and worship. The Lord would speak to Moses face to face, the way a person speaks to a friend. Then Moses would return to the camp, but his servant, Joshua, son of Nun, a young man, did not leave the tent. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you have been saying to me, 'Bring this people up,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. But you said, 'I know you by name,' and also you have found favor in my sight. Now, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your way, that I may know you, that I may continue to find favor in your sight, and see that this nation is your people." And the Lord said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not take us up from here. For how will it be known then that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not by your going with us so that we will be distinguished, I and your people, from all the people who are on the face of the earth?" The Lord said to Moses, "I will do this thing also that you have requested, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." And Moses said, "Show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will make all my goodness pass before your face, and I will proclaim the Lord by name before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy." But he added, "You cannot see my face, for no one can see me and live." The Lord said, "Here is a place by me. You will station yourself on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and will cover you with my hand while I pass by. Then I will take away my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen." Exodus chapter 34. The Lord said to Moses, "Cut out 2 stone tablets that are just like the first ones. I will write on them the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. Be ready in the morning, then come up on Mount Sinai. Meet with me there on top of the mountain. No one must come with you. No one must be seen anywhere on the mountain. Not even the flocks and herds must be allowed to eat grass in front of the mountain." So Moses carved out 2 stone tablets that were just like the first ones. Early in the morning, he went up Mount Sinai. He carried the 2 tablets in his hands. He did as the Lord had commanded him to do. Then the Lord came down in the cloud. He stood there with Moses and announced his name, the Lord. As he passed in front of Moses, he called out. He said, "I am the Lord, the Lord. I am a God who is tender and kind. I am gracious. I am slow to get angry. I am faithful and full of love. I continue to show my love to thousands of people. I forgive those who do evil. I forgive those who refuse to obey. And I forgive those who sin. But I do not let guilty people go without punishing them. I punish the children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren for the sin of their parents." Moses bowed down to the ground at once and worshiped. "Lord," he said, "if you are pleased with me, then go with us. Even though these people are stubborn, forgive the evil things we have done. Forgive our sin, and accept us as your people." Then the Lord said, "I am making a covenant with you. I will do wonderful things in front of all your people. I will do miracles that have never been done before in any nation in the whole world. The people you live among will see the things that I, the Lord, will do for you, and they will see how wonderful those things really are. Obey what I command you today. I will drive out the Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites to make room for you. Be careful. Do not make a peace treaty with those who live in the land where you are going. They will be a trap to you. Tear down their altars, smash their sacred stones, cut down the poles they use to worship the goddess Asherah. Do not worship any other god. I am a jealous God. In fact, my name is jealous. Be careful not to make a peace treaty with those who live in the land. They commit sin by offering sacrifices to their gods. They will invite you to eat their sacrifices. You will choose some of their daughters as wives for your sons, and those daughters will commit sin by worshiping their gods. Then they will lead your sons to do the same thing. do not make statues of gods. Celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread. For 7 days eat bread that is made without yeast, just as I commanded you. Do it at the appointed time in the month of Abib. You came out of Egypt in that month. Every male animal that is born first to its mother belongs to me. That includes your livestock. It includes herds and flocks alike. Sacrifice a lamb to buy back every male donkey that is born first to its mother. But if you do not buy the donkey back, break its neck. Buy back every oldest son. You must not come to worship me with your hands empty. Do your work in 6 days, but you must rest on the 7th day. Even when you are plowing your land or gathering your crops, you must rest on the 7th day. Celebrate the Feast of Weeks. Bring the first share of your wheat crop. Celebrate the Feast of Booths. Hold it in the fall. 3 times a year, all of your men must come to worship me. I am your Lord and King, the God of Israel. I will drive out nations ahead of you. I will increase your territory. Go up 3 times a year to worship me. While you are doing that, I will keep others from wanting to take any of your land for themselves. I am the Lord your God. Do not include anything that is made with yeast when you offer me the blood of a sacrifice. You must not keep any of the meat from the sacrifice of the Passover feast until morning. Bring the best of the first share of your crops to my house. I am the Lord your God. Do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write down the words I have spoken. I have made a covenant with you and with Israel in keeping with those words." Moses was there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't eat any food or drink any water. The Lord wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant. Those words are the 10 Commandments. Moses came down from Mount Sinai. He had the 2 tablets of the covenant in his hands. His face was shining because he had spoken with the Lord, but he didn't realize it. Aaron and all of the people of Israel saw Moses. His face was shining, so they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called out to them. So Aaron and all of the leaders of the community came to him, and Moses spoke to them. After that, all of the people came near him, and he gave them all of the commandments the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. Moses finished speaking to them. Then he put a veil over his face. But when he would go to speak with the Lord, he would remove the veil. He would keep it off until he came out. Then he would tell the people what the Lord had commanded. They would see that his face was shining, so Moses would put the veil back over his face. He would keep it on until he went in again to speak with the Lord. Exodus chapter 35. Moses gathered all the Israelites together and said to them, "I will tell you what the Lord has commanded you to do. There are 6 days for working, but the 7th day will be a very special day of rest for you. You will honor the Lord by resting on that special day. Anyone who works on the 7th day must be killed. On the Sabbath, you should not even light a fire in any of the places where you live." Moses said to all the Israelites, "This is what the Lord commanded. Gather special gifts for the Lord. Each of you should decide in your heart what you will give, and then you should bring that gift to the Lord. Bring gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and red yarn, and fine linen, goat hair, ram skins dyed red, and fine leather, acacia wood, oil for all the lamps, spices for the anointing oil, and spices for the sweet-smelling incense. Also, bring onyx stones and other jewels to be put on the ephod and the judgment pouch. All of you who are skilled workers should make all the things the Lord commanded: the holy tent, its outer tent and its covering, the hooks, boards, braces, posts, and bases, the holy box, its poles, the mercy cover, and the curtain that covers the area where the box stays, the table and its poles, all the things on the table, and the special bread on the table, the lampstand that is used for light, and the things used with the lampstand, the lamps and the oil for the light, the altar for burning incense and its poles, the anointing oil and the sweet-smelling incense, the curtain that covers the door at the entrance to the holy tent, the altar for burning offerings and its bronze grating, the poles and all the things used at the altar, the bronze bowl and its base, the curtains around the yard, their posts and bases, and the curtain that covers the entrance to the yard, the pegs used to support the tent and the wall of curtains around the courtyard, and the ropes that tie to the pegs, and the special woven clothes for the priest to wear in the holy place. These are the special clothes for Aaron the priest and his sons to wear when they serve as priests. Then all the Israelites went away from Moses. All the people who wanted to give came and brought a gift to the Lord. These gifts were used for making the meeting tent, everything in the tent, and the special clothes. All the men and women who wanted to give brought jewelry of all kinds. They brought pins, earrings, rings, and other jewelry. They gave all their jewelry as a special offering to the Lord. Everyone who had fine linen and blue, purple, and red yarn brought it to the Lord. Anyone who had goat hair or ram skins dyed red or fine leather brought it to the Lord. Everyone who wanted to give silver or bronze brought that as a gift to the Lord. Everyone who had acacia wood came and gave it to the Lord. Every skilled woman made fine linen and blue, purple, and red yarn. And all the women who were skilled and wanted to help made cloth from goat hair. The leaders brought onyx stones and other jewels. These stones and jewels were put on the ephod and judgment pouch of the priest. The people also brought spices and olive oil. These things were used for the sweet-smelling incense, the anointing oil, and the oil for the lamps. All the Israelites who wanted to help brought gifts to the Lord. They gave these gifts freely because they wanted to. These gifts were used to make everything the Lord had commanded Moses and the people to make. Then Moses said to the Israelites, "Look, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, from the tribe of Judah." Uri was the son of Hur. "And he has filled Bezalel with the Spirit of God. He gave Bezalel special skill and knowledge to do all kinds of things. He can design and make things with gold, silver, and bronze. He can cut and set stones and jewels. He can work with wood and make all kinds of things. The Lord has given Bezalel and Oholiab special skills to teach other people." Oholiab was the son of Ahizamak from the tribe of Dan. "He has given both of these men special skills to do all kinds of work. They are able to do the work of carpenters and metal workers. They can weave cloth with designs in it from blue, purple, and red yarn and fine linen. And they're able to weave things with wool." Exodus chapter 36. So Bezalel, Oholiab, and all the other skilled men must do the work the Lord has commanded. The Lord has given these men the wisdom and understanding to do all the skilled work needed to build this holy place. Then Moses called Bezalel, Oholiab, and all the other skilled men who the Lord had given special skills to. And they came because they wanted to help with the work. Moses gave them everything the Israelites had brought as gifts, and they used these things to build the holy place. The people continued to bring gifts each morning. Finally, all the skilled workers left the work they were doing on the holy place, and they went to speak to Moses. They said, "The people have brought too much. We have more than we need to finish the work the Lord told us to do." Then Moses sent this message throughout the camp: "No man or woman should make anything else as a gift for the holy place." So the people were forced to stop giving more. The people had brought more than enough things to finish the work of building God's holy place. Then the skilled workers began making the holy tent. They made the 10 curtains from fine linen and blue, purple, and red yarn. And they sewed pictures of cherub angels with wings into the curtains. Each curtain was the same size, 28 cubits long and 4 cubits wide. The workers joined the curtains together into two groups of curtains. They joined 5 curtains together to make one group, and 5 curtains together to make the other group. Then they used blue cloth to make loops along the edge of the end curtain of one group, and they did the same on the end curtain in the other group. There were 50 loops on the end curtain in one group, and 50 loops on the end curtain in the other group. The loops were opposite each other. Then they made 50 gold rings to join the two curtains together. So the holy tent was joined together into one piece. Then the workers made another tent to cover the holy tent. They used goat hair to make 11 curtains. All the curtains were the same size, 30 cubits long and 4 cubits wide. The workers joined 5 curtains together into one group and 6 curtains together into another group. They put 50 loops along the edge of the end curtain of one group, and they did the same on the end curtain of the other group. The workers made 50 bronze rings to join the two groups of curtains together to form one tent. Then they made two more coverings for the holy tent. One covering was made from ram skins dyed red. The other covering was made from fine leather. Then the workers made frames from acacia wood to support the holy tent. Each frame was 10 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide. There were 2 side poles joined together with cross pieces to make each frame. Every frame for the holy tent was made the same. They made 20 frames for the south end of the holy tent. Then they made 40 silver bases for the frames. There were 2 bases for each frame, 1 base for each side pole. They also made 20 frames for the other side, the north side, of the holy tent. They made 40 silver bases for the frames, 2 bases for each frame. They made 6 more frames for the back, the west side, of the holy tent. They also made 2 frames for the corners at the back of the holy tent. These frames were joined together at the bottom. And at the top, a ring held the corner frames together. They did the same for both corners. There were 8 frames for the west side of the holy tent, and there were 16 silver bases, 2 bases for each frame. Then the workers used acacia wood to make the braces for the frames. 5 braces for the first side of the holy tent, 5 braces for the other side, and 5 braces for the back of the holy tent, that is, the west side. They made the middle brace so that it passed through the frames from one end to the other. They covered these frames with gold. Then they used gold to make the rings to hold the braces, and they covered the braces with gold. They used fine linen and blue, purple, and red yarn to make the special curtain for the entrance to the most holy place. And they sewed pictures of cherub angels into the curtain. They made 4 posts using acacia wood, and they covered the posts with gold. Then they made gold hooks for the posts and 4 silver bases for the posts. Then they made the curtain to cover the entrance to the tent. They used blue, purple, and red yarn and fine linen to make this curtain, and they wove pictures into it. Then they made 5 posts and the hooks for this curtain over the entrance. They covered the tops of the posts and the curtain rods with gold, and they made the 5 bronze bases for the posts. Well, chapter 33 began where chapter 32 left off, immediately after the people made the golden calf. The Lord is angry, and he tells Moses to quickly leave this place. And he tells Moses that he will not be in their midst, but will send an angel to go with them instead, because, quote, "you are a stiff-necked people, and I might destroy you on the way," unquote. And when Moses told the people about this, they went into mourning, and they were afraid. Do you think God was considering whether or not to destroy them? Would he have wiped them out because they built a golden calf and worshipped it? I don't think so. I remember when my sons were just young boys. There were times when I would catch one or more of them doing something that they knew they shouldn't do. And sometimes I would discipline them on the spot, but other times I would send them to their room. And with a stern look and firm tone, I'd say, "I'll be in to deal with you later." And when they were very young, they'd trudge off to their room crying all the way. The waiting for the other shoe to drop was sometimes worse than whatever punishment might come. Beloved, God was not surprised when the people built that golden calf. When we sin, it doesn't shock God, but he does want us to learn to obey his word. So I believe that he said he might destroy them on the way so that they would think about what they had done and know that God does not take their sin lightly. What do you think? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we're going to read 1 Kings chapters 1 through 4. And if you have some artistic ability and know how to use Photoshop, how about trying your hand at creating some album art for the show? You can find the template files at lifespringmedia.com/art. And for more information on the value for value model, go to lifespringmedia.com/support. One more thing, if you'd like to say any name in the Bible with ease, the place to go is easybiblenamesguide.com. All of these are ways for you to help support the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible and LifeSpring Media, and I appreciate it. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.